Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, business enthusiasts? Thanks for tuning into my show. I typically do podcasts in the sports entertainment world, but now I'm going to switch over. I'm a brand new gym owner. I just opened up a gym back in June, and my first business venture, 39 years old, and I'm interested in all aspects of what it's going to take to keep this business up and on the move. So I got the idea to interview various, what I would call, local business masterminds to get some insight as to how I can keep my business growing. And I figured it would be good information for you listeners as well, because some of you guys out there want to do the same thing that I'm trying to do, get better at business in all aspects there is. And there's no better way than to talk to people that have been there and done that. They can give us some helpful tips and tricks on what we can do to help stay on top. I got a co-host with me. A lot of you guys know who he is. His name's Clayton Hovey. So, Clayton, thanks for co-hosting with me. Why don't you tell the audience about yourself a little bit and see if we can get going here.
It's my pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me as your co-host. I guess I represent the millennials here, 26-year-old, giving my perspective on business and what I know. I guess my perspective comes from, I guess I was raised in a family where my dad's always been a business owner. So I kind of see that aspect of it from the more personal side. And then I've worked under him for the past 3 years as well. So I kind of see him at work as well now. So it's a weird dynamic to have that, but I do have some insight as far as that goes and how the day-to-day runs for him and such. But I'm interested to pick some minds here and to learn some more.
Yeah, and that's why I knew you would be the best co-host this show with me. I myself have a gym over in Bourbon, Illinois, on Larry Power Road called Fit Body U. We just opened up back in June. We're doing pretty good for the first year, better than what I thought we would be doing. I've been in the fitness industry for 15 years, so I've had every job in the fitness industry except for being a gym owner, so this was kind of new to me, but I feel like I'm ready for it. I feel all the experiences that I've had up to this point have gotten me ready for the position that I'm currently in. But nonetheless, enough about me and Clay. You guys are going to hear about us every single. We're going to have this show on a couple of times a month. We're going to interview somebody new every time. I got a guest tonight, known for a few years now. He got his seed in business. If you guys remember, the old Franz on 17 used to be called Allegro. That was actually my guest brother that owned that. And shortly thereafter, Allegro's 2 was opened up back in the 70s. And my guest today has had many businesses since then. And he's one of the masterminds, I believe, in the Kankakee County area for business. He's got over 20 Wendy's locations now. And he was most recently inducted into the 2014 Wendy's Hall of Fame. So we have him on the show right now with us tonight. So, listeners, welcome to the show for the first time, Mike Allegro. Mike, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you, Mike. A pleasure to be here.
Yes, yes. Glad to have you on in the debut of Kankakee County Business Masterminds. So, I want to go back. I mean, you could, of course, give people tips and tricks on, you know, how you succeeded in business all these years, but I want to talk about the very start of it, because a lot of people just have a hard time getting started. And once they're started, the kind of snowball effect takes effect after that. So let's go back to your high school years, and you graduated from Bishop Mack. Now, you must have had did you know in high school that you wanted to be in business for yourself, or at what point did you know that you wanted to go into business for yourself?
Well, Mike, I started my career in the food business at 14 years old, and if you have any older folks that are going to listen to it, it's called Marty's Steakhouse, where Arby's is on North Street now. And you know, at that point, I was a freshman or something. Actually, I started before high school. I was in 7th or 8th grade because you could work very young back then. You know, I didn't know what I was going to do with myself, but I knew one thing. I wanted to lead people. So, you know, I worked my way through that sole ownership that Joe Feegis owned back then, from bussing tables of washing dishes to actually running the line in the kitchen at a full-service restaurant. And I did that all the way through my high school years. And when I graduated high school, I attended Joliet Junior College to go to culinary art school because my passion was to be a chef. Well, you know, my life takes over. So I went to General Foods in 1973 to work in a dog food factory. I was newly married, had a child on the way, and I needed full-time employment with benefits. And the minute I walked into that place, I knew that wasn't for me. Being being having to stay on just positioned in one place, being told what to do, robotically doing a job day in and day out, I knew it wasn't for me. So, you know, I stuck it out there for 2 years and decided to venture out. Actually got laid off and ventured out to my brother's restaurant that you mentioned, Allegro's, out on 17. And I worked a kitchen in there, and then we came up with this great idea to open Allegro's too, which was on Court in Washington. It was just a very small sandwich shop. I had about 12 seats in it and worked my way through there, and then had an opportunity to go on to Kennedy Drive where the old Kentucky Fried Chicken was, a little bit bigger building, a little bit bigger menu, and ran that business for a couple of years, and the landlord pulled the lease. They sold the building, and I got exited. And at that point,
wow,
didn't know exactly what to do with myself. And actually filed bankruptcy on a very small
wow
amount of money with some very poor advice from an attorney in town. But I was hiding out at home, Mike, and I read an ad in the paper from Wendy's, and the HR rep happened to be somebody I went to school with.
Hmm.
And that's how it started. I went interviewed, and I started out at Wendy's in 1982, of June of 82, and as a second-in-command or a co-manager, as we call it, here at the Bradley location. And that's when I started my career. I knew I couldn't be in second-command, so I out-positioned, out-worked, out-decision-made the GM there. They moved him and promoted me. And, you know, I guess, you know, you asked me, I know. You know, I knew I wanted to lead people. And as I was with a big company at that point, and even at a general manager's position, I still had a district manager telling me what to do. So 18 months after being a GM, I was promoted to back then we called ourselves area supervisors. And I had control of about 7 restaurants, and I did that for 4 years, and I became head of training in the Chicago market, responsible for about 50 stores. And then I got promoted to what they called an area director's position, where I had responsibility for 60 restaurants.
Wow.
Even at that point, Mike, being in a large corporation, being told when to do, how to do it, and why to do it, I was still having issues with it. And fortunately enough, Chicago was the biggest market for Wendy's back in the 80s, and we weren't doing very well financially. And a forward-thinking senior vice president came in and said they owned too many stores and gave some of us directors, there were 6 of us, an opportunity to buy restaurants. And that, Mike, that's when I found out that I really wanted to be in business for myself, because I had no money. Mind you, this was 1988, and I had just filed bankruptcy in 1982, so nobody wanted to talk to me. Wendy's at that point, Mike, had 22 lenders, or a list of 22 lenders, and I sent out a loan package to each one of them and got turned down by 21 of them.
Wow.
One of the banks was lend me half of what I needed, which didn't help me at all. So I kind of had the door slammed in my face. And I have to tell you, Mike, I didn't know how badly I wanted to be in business for myself, because I could have quit at any time. I could have just stopped trying to find money and stayed at Wendy's, but something inside me kept pushing me to find someone. And we call that find your angel. And I had talked to various friends, relatives, and went to the last person I had on my list, and his name was Harry Lockman. And Harry said, Mike, I'm not looking to invest my money in the restaurant business, but I might know somebody who will. And that's when I knew that I had more behind me than just my own intentions. I know the Lord was behind me, pushing, bringing me to the right people. And,
nice.
You know, Dave Stark, I met a gentleman named Dave Stark, and he came up with the funds I needed in a 2-day process of him sitting with me and picking my brain. You talk about you doing your business plan. He made me write a business plan, which I did, reviewed it. He liked it. He took a chance on me. That was February of 1989, and we started with 2 stores. And in June, and July, I bought another store. In September, I bought another store of 89. And then in 1992, we built Bourbon A. And at that point, David came to me and he said, Mike, you don't need me anymore. I am not willing to risk my financial statement because your aspirations are way too much for what I want to do, because I want to get big. And that's how it started. You know, we started with four stores, and I got up to eight or nine, and then just more back probably late 90s, I doubled the company. And today we own and operate 21 stores. One is we have a new store under construction that will open in May or June. That'll be 22. And had an awesome career with Wendy's so far. I've always pushed myself to be a leader, and I've earned respect and the confidence of not only Wendy's International's leadership team, but my peers here in the Chicago market of other franchisees. And I've been fortunate enough to be, a lot of people might go through life doing a lot of good things and never get recognized for them. And I've been awarded three different awards, substantial awards with Wendy. The first one was the Wendy's Award back in, I would say, early 2000s. And then in 2007, I was given awarded the Founders Award, which is the second highest award you can get. And as you mentioned, just last year, I was inducted into the Wendy's Hall of Fame. And both of those, but more so the Hall of Fame, Mike, there are 400 and some franchisees in this system, plus the company folks that are all, somebody has to nominate you for this, and you go through this elimination process, and out of all of those nominees, they choose one person, and I was the one who was chosen for the Hall of Fame, and it's probably the most prestigious award I've ever been given. I'm most proud of and honored to be part of that team. There's only 66 of them. I'm the 67th out of the Wendy's has been around since 1966. So you know we're talking some years here. And
yeah.
It's been an awesome ride, Mike. You know what you got inside you, what's burning in your belly to keep you going and wanting to be your own boss. You projected that to me from yourself when I met you 5 years ago.
Yeah.
That you did what you had to do, but you knew deep down inside you needed to own that body you.
Yep, and now I'm looking to do the same thing with somebody you that you've done with Wendy's, so that's why I got you on today and asking you these questions.
Yeah, I want to be part of that.
Great story. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, good story. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Clayton, do you have anything for us so far?
Well, yeah, I guess the main thing that was there throughout your whole story that struck me was your drive, and every time that something went wrong with you, you said you just had this drive to keep going. And that I think is what a lot of people, that's what separates you from a lot of people. You and Mike both, you and Newman both, let's say that. What's your inspiration, I guess? What kept you going? When things got really tough for you, you know?
Well, you know, Clayton, I think at the beginning, when we were given the opportunity, the six of us, to become franchisees, Giles Gallant was his name, and he was able to structure the deals that were well below what the market value probably were for the stores. You know, but him knowing that them being franchised out, that they're going to make way more money, less overhead with royalties and things like that. But so I knew the deal was a good one. I knew I'd be good at it. And I got to tell you, I mean, it's just you can't. I found myself had so many doors slammed in your face, and all of a sudden you just become this juggernaut that you're not going to quit. You know. You've got to exhaust every avenue, and if anybody's listening to this and they have those kind of gut feelings or ideas that they want to do, and it may not be a business, it could be anything in life, is one thing that I've learned in 32 years with Wendy's and 26 years as a franchisee is that if you can get about anything you want, All right. And it may not always be on the terms that you thought you wanted them, but if you want something bad enough, you can make it work. And it wasn't easy. I mean, anything that any of us has done is not easy. I put in mega hours. I mean, it cost me relationships, put time between me and my young children. I was divorced at the time when I got into Wendy's. Yeah, had just gotten divorced, which I didn't see my kids because I was working all the time because I knew I had to step on shoulders to get to where I wanted to go. And those are the sacrifices that you make. And you know, long term, they're going to pay off for you, which they have in a big way for me. And, you know, you rebuild some of those relationships that you couldn't kindle back then, but you make sure that in the back of my head, I always said, I'm going to make this right with my kids. And I have. But the inspiration was the opportunity, okay? When I always say, you know, you got to be in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that. You need to be in the right place and know you're there, okay? And I knew
exactly.
I was there. I knew this was a door of opportunity for me. And, you know, throughout my career, I took out the existing franchisees. I mean, I bought more stores than I built. Because when I looked at another guy, a company, or another franchise store, I knew I could run it better than them. So I knew there was always an upside to what I was doing. So that's my inspiration is, you know, knowing where I knew where I was at. I just needed to find a small amount of money, which was a huge amount for me back then, to get me going. And then everything follows with
it. You knew where you were going. You just didn't know exactly how you were going to get there.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Right.
Wow.
We had a tragedy back in '87. My niece Amy was killed in an auto accident, and you know there was a small settlement from that. And my brother and my niece, her sister, gave me part of their settlement money to help seed the company, which wasn't enough. But you put that together, and what Dave did, it worked. So, I mean, that's another thing that really kept me going. It wasn't just I was fortunate enough to become a business owner. Something really, really bad happened that helped me get where I was. And I've always said nobody's going to take that from me. You know, her death has built a strong foundation for our family that's been able to help a lot of people in the family.
I think an inspiration like that creates a certain fearlessness inside of you that really kept you, you know, that's it. I mean, you're fearless.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. All good stuff. We still have a little bit less than 10 minutes to go. I wanted to touch on, you said you had to write to 22 lenders, and a lot of people would have just, you know, sent a little something off to one or two lenders, and they would have stopped there. But you maximized it and sent it to all 22 of them. So that's part of it is what got you there. You were so driven that you took the time to get in contact with all 22 of them as opposed to just write something to one or two and stop there like a lot of people would do. Let's go back to the Allegro's 2, though. When you started Allegro's 2, did you just save money up to start that business off, or how did that get started exactly? Because that's the point at which you went from just a regular employee to having your own show. So how did that transition take place?
It was so small. It was such a small space that my brother and I went in, and it was an open room, or however you want to say, an open space, and we built a wall ourselves and put down linoleum, and we had a counter built, and it was so basic, it was ridiculous. I mean, I had a small griddle in there, and we were selling gyros. We were the first people to bring gyros in town. And that was my main sandwich, so gyros, Italian beef, and hot dogs. And we had little bench picnic tables at home that I had Allegro's that I took three from there, and we just piecemealed everything together and paid cash for the first few orders that we went to a purveyor to get, and worked it from morning till close myself, 7 days a week. I closed on Sunday. I'm lying. I worked 6 days a week, but I opened at 10 and I closed at 10 and I was there 14 hours a day, 6 days a week. So I didn't have any money. It, didn't do a lot of money, but it got me started. And one mm-hmm. thing happened after another. And probably the best thing that happened to me was that I never really got to another level at Wendy's above where I was, because I might have got complacent being, you know, more than an area director. If I'd have got to a divisional vice president level, which comes with pretty good clout and whatnot, and probably a good salary back then, I may have said, okay, this is good. And so the best thing that ever happened to me was not going any further with Wendy's. And it's a funny story. I mean, I got passed over a lot of times at Wendy's because I didn't take direction very well. So the first year that I was a franchisee, we're in Orlando, and I went, and the regional director who was responsible for promoting, which passed me over two or three times, said, hey, Mac, how are you? I said, you know, Rich, I got to thank you. He said, what do? I said, I got to thank you for passing me over all the times you did, because if you would have promoted me, I probably wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. So he found that odd, but he really did me a favor in the long run. But, you know, you just... Hey, Michael, I mean, you started your business. You needed funding, and you found it. It's just you find it. You get people believe in you, and that's the key.
Wow. Yeah, great stuff. So much to talk about. One more thing before we close the show up. We've got a few minutes to go. Now, I'm 39 years old now, but even when I was a teenager, I would always go to that Wendy's in Bradley. This is way before I even knew who you were. And I always knew that Wendy's had good customer service, and that's the reason why I go through Wendy's drive-thru more than anybody else, because the customer service is always fast, it's always good, they're always friendly. And then I got to know you, I got to know who you were, and I realized you were in charge of all the Wendy's around here. So you're doing something around here that a lot of restaurants just aren't doing. So I've been to the other restaurants in town, too, and their customer service in the drive-thru just isn't like the one at Wendy's. So what are you doing with your staff to keep them performing so well that other restaurants may not be doing?
Hiring the right people. I mean, we are very, very selective about who we hire, and because you can't train personality. Okay, you can't train people to be nice. You can't train people to care about other people. If they don't have that, we have to make a change, and we've learned how to do that. And high standards. Things like that your culture of your business, of your company, has to be alive in your restaurant or your business, whatever that might be. And you have to be the keeper of that standard. That's it, you know. We got our issues just like everybody else, but we're adamant about customer first and everything else second.
That's how it should be. Clayton, we got a couple minutes left. You got any questions you want to ask Mike?
Yeah, I mean, to retain that kind of image, is that something, I mean, are you in stores a lot to see how things are going and in contact with your, of course, in contact with your managers a lot, but I mean, is that something you like to do, is to go in stores and make your presence in your stores?
Absolutely. I'm a very hands-on owner. I'm not in the restaurants like I used to be since my son Tony has taken over operations for the last 24 months. And has allowed me, because of the size of our company, able to run the business. But, man, I tell you, when I get out in the stores, I love being around the managers. I love being around our crew associates. I like being around the customers. And I try and make it a point at least every quarter to see every store we have. And I normally drag Tony around for about 3 days, and we'll see 20-some stores in 3 days and make a marathon out of it. But, yeah, and it's great to see the people. I used to know everybody when I had 5 restaurants, and now I walk in and I don't know all the managers anymore, and that takes me back some. But so I do like going out in the stores, and it's good for my people to see me out in the stores, knowing that I'm engaged in the business.
Yeah, you're a
Hall of
Famer.
Absolutely. Yes. So. Yes, 2014 Wendy's Hall of Famer. One more question, yep. Mike, then we'll let you go. What are your future plans? What do you got going on for yourself now? What can we expect out of Michael Allegro in the coming months and years?
Hopefully by the end of this year, Michael, you'll ask me how many restaurants I have, and I'm telling you 22 today, and I'm hoping to be in the mid-40s by the end of the year.
Wow, so you just want to keep on growing, huh? No stopping. Just
yeah, and there's an opportunity for us to hopefully make that happen, and all goes well and we get blessed and favored from above, we can make this happen.
Well, all great stuff. So. Okay, Mike, well, the show is getting ready to close up now. Until next time,
all right.
Listeners, thanks for chiming in to this edition of Kinky County Business Mastermind. This is Mike Newman and my co-host Clayton Hovey, and we got Mike Legger on with us. Thanks for listening.